Could you tell me your name and how old you are and what you do?
My name is Rinzin, and I'm 26 years old.
And you're living here in a nunnery.
Yes.
So could you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, I joined here in the year 2000, uh-huh. And I've been here for maybe this year, 8 years.
8 years, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you one of the older nuns here?
No.
No.
We find some older than me. Yes.
Okay. And how young are the youngest ones?
Maybe 11 or 12, I think.
11 or 12, okay. Yeah. And we're standing on this really beautiful hillside right now, and I noticed down in the field below us, I could see a lot of red robes peeking up through the grass, and look, obviously nuns are down there doing something in the grass. Could you talk about that a little bit?
This time it's our exam time, so all the nuns are preparing for the exam.
So they're studying?
Yes, studying.
And they like to study in peace and quiet,
yes.
Out in the field.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Is that where you study also?
Yes. But I stay inside.
You study inside?
Yes.
Where it's more warm. And are you also doing exams? Are you?
Yes. I have to do exams.
So even at your age, you have to still do exams?
Yes, yes.
And when will you stop doing exams?
Mm-hmm.
How old will you be when you stop doing exams?
Maybe next year
next
I will
year.
Stop.
Yeah.
Because we'll finish our class from next year.
Okay. And how many nuns live here?
100 nuns.
Do you plan to spend your whole life here?
Maybe. But we cannot say because it is impermanent. And also in some years we'll go for a retreat in some place.
Yeah.
Some other place.
Where do you expect to go for your retreat?
I don't know. No.
Would it be like in a cave somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so when you do that, will you bring food with you to cook each day?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, to eat.
Yeah.
And how long will your retreat last?
I cannot say. Maybe I prefer to do for the whole life.
For the whole life?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So just to live as a hermit?
Yes.
In a cave?
Yes.
And how old do you think you might be when you do that? In how many years do you think you might start your retreat?
Maybe when I was around 30.
When you're 30,
yeah.
So four years from now.
Yes.
Quite soon.
Yes.
And then you'll just live in a cave for the rest,
yeah,
of your life. sounds pretty idyllic.
Yes.
Why did you decide to leave school and join the nunnery in the first place?
I like to join in nun because, you know, the life of the previous life is most longer than the present life, so I want to make my future life comfortable.
Comfortable.
I mean, I have to get good exam.
What was your previous life like?
For example, you know, in this life we have to suffer a lot in this cyclist existence.
Oh,
yes.
In this existence.
Yes. So I don't want to suffer like other. I don't want to get anything like that. But I want just to make my future life. You mean next generation?
Yeah.
So.
Did you suffer a lot in your previous life?
I no, but I can see the some other people's.
Yeah.
Suffering a lot.
Yeah.
So when I see this type of sufferings, I don't like to suffer for,
yeah,
me.
Yeah. So you saw the suffering of other people and you didn't want to be a part of that world,
yes,
that had that suffering.
Yes.
So you wanted to come to this world.
Yes, and I like to learn Dharma, and if we learn Dharma and die, so in next life, our life will be most comfortable.
Yeah. And so that's a pretty amazing thing to realize as a, you know, 19-year-old girl in school. Did you have a teacher that helped you see that life had so much suffering? Or did you just come to this realization,
yes,
by
yourself? Yes, I have a teacher. And in school, we used to learn about the Dharma also. And also I have my grandfather,
yeah,
who speak lots about the religion.
Yeah.
So I'm really afraid to die.
You're afraid to die?
Afraid of death.
You're afraid of death.
Without religion, without Dharma.
Without religion.
Yes.
Are you still afraid of death now that you're here in the
nunnery? No. Of course, but not that much like before.
Yeah. And as your life goes on and you meditate more, do you think you will become less and less afraid of death?
Yes.
That's your hope?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And is that partially why you want to go to live in your cave?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have to see the truth.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about what you expect will happen when you're in the cave meditating?
I can hardly be so. When I go to the cave and do retreat, I don't care of anything, non-self, no?
Yeah.
I just want to find the non-self. And I think I can get confident whatever I do, whenever I die, like that.
Yeah. And what happens when you find the non-self?
Non-self? That means no care of anything.
And once you've reached that point, what happens next?
Let's
say that you reach that point when you're 35 years old and you still live for another 35 years. What will you do for those 35
Again,
years?
Again, I'll learn more about... I think I cannot stay for 35. Maybe you'll die.
Maybe you'll die.
Yes.
Well, 10 years. 10 years even is a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not maybe 10 years. Maybe I can die within 1 year or something like that.
Are you hoping to?
Because you know it's impermanent.
Yeah. But...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you hope? Would you prefer to live in the cave for 40 years or to live for 1 year?
But I prefer for maybe 40 to 50.
40 to 50.
Yes.
Yeah.
From then I'm going to the
heaven. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you.
I hope it's everything that you hope it will be. So, okay. Thank you again so much.
You're most welcome.